Moncrief on News Talk.
No one likes rudeness, but the definition of rudeness can vary from person to person. Obviously, just insulting a person is rude, but the frank expression of a view can seem like that as well. Or is it that we're all just a bit too sensitive when somebody spits out what they think? News Talk's No But You Are Fat correspondent Henry McKean has been investigating. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, I personally think that a lot of us are rude on this Bank Holiday Tuesday. I know there's no such thing as a Bank Holiday Tuesday. But
I'm glad you introduced it. I think it's a great idea.
But I think the nation today are back to work and some of them are a bit angry about it and a bit rude. Mm. And, you know, even driving through Coolock roundabouts, I got cut off quite a few times. I find that really rude when people cut you off.
Yeah.
Or they don't understand how a pelican crossing works, that you need to give way to the cars on the right and give way to the pedestrian humans.
Because, yeah, you know, a lot of people don't understand how a roundabout works.
Well,
either.
That too.
That we're still struggling with that one in this country.
But yeah, I mean, and our tolerance for rudeness, it really is different when it comes to the generations. For example, my mum was in a German supermarket recently, just buying one or two things.
Now, in Germany or German-owned?
One of the German-owned supermarkets.
Yes. Okay,
one of the two that are here. Sorry, there's hundreds of them.
Probably,
but you know what I'm trying to say. There's more than two. But here in Ireland, not in Germany.
Yeah.
No, she hasn't been to Germany. Must fly her out, actually.
Yeah.
But she was in the German supermarket and a man cut her out. You know, she was basically almost at the checkout. And you know the way at a German supermarket, that's how the prices are cheaper, because they just pile everyone up and you've got to wait. And some people are doing their weekly shop daily and they've got loads and loads of stuff. Anyway, she got cut off. And she found that very rude.
Did he nip in front of her?
Yes, exactly. He nipped in front of her.
Now, did your mother have a massive trolley in front of her and he had, say, just one?
I think the other way around.
Loaf of bread.
I think she had hardly anything and he had a massive trolley.
Well, this is the opposite of rude. This is a courteous thing. But I found this occasionally, like you, in fact, it's happened because I live close to one of those German supermarkets.
Yes.
You'd go in for a pot of jam and, you know, tea bags. You only have two things.
Yes.
And then you go to the queue and there's someone in front of you with a big trolley and they look at it and they go, ah, no, you go in front of me because you've only... That's
that
a lovely thing to do.
Just recently, a lady let me pass. We were buying two products, me and my son. And like that, you know, most people are quite friendly. But yeah, my mum is talking about, you know, rudeness and we will be speaking to her. And also she says that you should say pardon instead of wah. Anyway, here she is chatting to us from home.
Good manners are essential for a person's reputation and can reflect their upbringing and values. Some of us, or older folks, might remember the phrase "manners maketh man," which suggests that a person's character and social standing are defined by their manners and behaviour rather than their health, status or appearance. I think this is forgotten sometimes, don't you? This highlights the importance of politeness, respect and good etiquette. And as parents, we encourage our little children to say please and thank you and pardon and to hold their knives and forks correctly and to respect elders. But in everyday life, we see rudeness and ill-mannerly behaviour in the public arena, i.e. on the roads, dare I say, in the streets, young people bustling past older people, nobody stopping, letting people go by, and of course, the shops. Shops are dreadful, dreadful place for unmannerly behaviour. We have to ask ourselves, is it because everyone is in a hurry, going nowhere, or is it because people, just blinking well, don't care? I'm not going to blame any particular generation for this.
Crikey. Mm. Your mother had a long list there. You know when your mother said... Now, I've met Henry's mother many times, and when your mother says, don't you agree?
Yes.
I'd be terrified. If your mother said, the sky is full of flying kangaroos, don't you agree?
Mm.
Yeah, they're definitely there, Rosemary. I'm not disputing that. Absolutely
not. You're
not
going to disagree.
She's not wrong, though. But, I mean, in there was a little bit of, like, she kind of alluded to... maybe an ageism in our society,
yes,
a kind of a get out of the way kind of thing.
There
and
is.
That is true. That is there.
That is creeping in, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, people are, I'm blaming social media. God, I sound like my mum. But people have become quite selfish and self-centred. And that rudeness, in a way, is definitely creeping in. Saying that, you know, people are still friendly. Like earlier on, I just got to say thank you to someone, actually. We left a kid's iPad mini in a hotel bedroom in the Port Marnock Resort earlier, and they found it. And they've returned it. I just want to say thanks. So they're good people out there
absolutely.
That will help.
Yeah.
And not everyone just, you know,
what
basically...
What are you saying in Port Marnock? You only live down the road from there.
I know. My wife did the marathon.
All right. It's,
and we just thought, you know, and we've started this new thing. We went camping locally as well. We went camping just from down the road. And I think there's something quite nice staying in a hotel from where you live. I know that sounds odd.
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And then you don't have to travel. I feel like I've been away. Mm. And I've been to Port Marnock.
Yeah.
And that's a lovely feeling.
Just going into town, staying in a hotel in town is lovely.
Mm. I think it needs to be celebrated. But there's some good people out there. There's some good people that will help you. But I want to talk to you about the Americans. And obviously, there's the
presidential... Some people would think they're rude.
Yeah. And I always found them quite friendly. Mm. You know, New Yorkers, for example, I find them quite friendly. I find the people in LA quite friendly. And this is a little bit controversial. The Republicans, people...
They're very courteous.
Friendly.
No, they're very courteous. Yeah. Now, it depends, like, if like, in kind of, in an interview situation, then they have that combative thing, you know, they've taken that stance. Mm-hmm. But if you meet them, like, ordinarily...
Oh, they'll do anything for you.
Yeah, except then they'll come out with some crazy stuff. But delightful people.
And also, they are. I mean, just don't honk in traffic in case the other car has a gun.
There's
always that.
Yeah.
I did get to meet this couple from Boston. What do you consider rude?
I'm hard to be offended.
You're hard to be offended?
Don't blow smoke in my kid's face and we're good.
So no smoke in your baby's face. How old is your baby?
14 months old.
So you don't want any cigarette smoke or any type of smoke?
I'm more sensitive. I would be more offended if, like, you didn't hold the door for me.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, you're from Boston. Are people in Boston polite?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
So quite shouty?
Yes, yeah, and traffic and stuff, but depends on what part of Boston you're in.
This is actually very similar to Boston, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But people are a lot nicer here. Like, you can just tell, even, like, when we were walking, someone picked up one of
Murphy's toys
when we were walking. Like, that would not happen in Boston.
Nah. So, in Boston, someone wouldn't return the dropped toy?
No.
Really?
Step on it.
Yeah.
Because I thought the Americans were friendly, and it was just Hollywood that made out that you all had guns.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah, it depends on where you are. Yeah.
Boston's not what it used to be.
No.
Being rude, I think, is a disregard for other people and other people's time and energy. And, you know, it's their kindness. If they're kind towards you and you don't reciprocate or give anything back, I feel like that's quite rude.
And being young, do you have different rules on rudeness? I mean, do you have a greater tolerance of dealing with it? Or is it the other way around? If I said boo to you, you'd be offended.
Actually, I don't think I think I've got a greater tolerance for it. I think, you know, people can say things to me and I can just, you know...
You can take it.
I can take it. I won't say anything back. I can just walk away from the situation. But I feel like some older people might, you know, stop themselves and have to, like, you know, say something back or get into an argument, say, with the person. But, I think both of us are very relaxed to, you know... things being said or heckles or whatever being said towards us.
One texter says, sorry, Henry's mammy, but sorry is a very polite way here instead of saying pardon. I do, however, agree that wah is not acceptable. Someone else says, I've found that if people or work colleagues are rude to me, I stop and wait and think to myself, it's them that have the problem, not me. I do differ on letting it go like many would do. I bide my time, wait, and have a word in their ear later to ensure that they know I won't be accepting ill-mannered behaviour in the future. Work's a treat. Ooh, they wait for them in the long
grass. Yeah, this is it. You know, revenge is best served cold.
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean...
Also, people can be having a bad day. Sometimes people are just a bit narky and they say something narky and then... Well, I suppose if the person comes back and says, sorry, I was having a bad day, but, you know.
But everyone's threshold of rudeness is different, you know?
That's true.
Like, some people think that you're extremely friendly. I know the truth.
You know the truth. Yeah, I just kind of generally hate people, really. People from the north, they're very rude.
Well, I mean, I find the north a fascinating place. I need to spend more time there to work them out. But I did meet this man.
Great train service now every hour.
Well, every hour.
You can go up there and be abused as much as you want.
Both ways.
Yeah.
And forget about all the people trying to get around Ireland. They just have to wait and get into a very...
Well, other parts of Ireland. Let's be precise about our language there.
Yes, thank you. But I met this man from County Down.
I was beaten into me as a child. Lateness. I hate people being late.
You hate lateness. That's rude.
I abhor it completely. It really gets me. So I hate the kids being late if they're not turning up on time. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
You're from County Down. Are there different manners, different etiquette, different levels of rudeness compared to here County Down?
Now that I live here, I'm going to get in serious trouble. Yes, of course, up in County Down, we are civilised and we're impeccably mannered.
And are there a lot of manners up north?
No, I haven't. I don't think there's much of a difference in any of the counties that I've seen. It depends where you go. If you're travelling to pubs and hotels and stuff, if you travel around the country, you're going to hospitality venues, and it's their job to be nice to you. And I've worked in hospitality for years, and I remember one guy came up to me when I wasn't working, and I had to stop him before he sat down beside me and said, "Pal, I'm paid to be nice to you, and I'm working. I'm not working, so please do not sit beside me. I don't want to talk to you." But no, I don't know. I don't think there's much of a difference, to be fair. City centres are city centres. You're going to find there's a level of... people don't mean to be rude, I don't think, but they just ignore you. If you're in a village, everyone will say hello.
And they will be friendlier in the countryside.
Yeah, like city centre, you're not gonna have everybody say hello. I mean, because there's thousands of people walking around the streets.
And that's it. Hotels, you mentioned hotels, they are paid to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Were you off duty? And the person sat down and you said, "I'm off duty." How did you get round it?
That's exactly what I said. I said, "I'm paid to be nice to you when you come, so good luck." And he was well known in the town that I live in here in Dublin. He was very well known, this chap, and barred from most of the pubs. Just for being a bit of an idiot. And so he took it well. And he went and sat somewhere else. And the next time he came into the pub that I worked, I was absolutely as friendly as I was being paid to be.
Wow. Good for him. Someone says, "I was out in a pub in Derry a few months ago. A man tried to chat me up by saying, 'I'd effing wife you, I would, eh?' I don't know what that means."
I think it means, "You're beautiful, I would love to marry you." I think it was a compliment.
I think so, yeah. But it sounds like a threat.
Well, it could have just
sounds
been...
sounds a bit thready. "I'd effing wife you."
It could have
been... I could easily be knife you.
Well, it could have been lost in translation.
Yes.
You know, it could be a northern thing.
Yeah. I wonder if that ever worked for him, going up to someone
saying,
"I'd
effing..." Still not married, so no.
Was anyone rude to you today, Henry? Just on that kind of stockhold.
I shouldn't say this. Someone in the building, someone in News Talk HQ, in a tracksuit, which I know narrows it down.
Dear. But they may have been a professional athlete.
Well, they could have been.
Yes.
They could. Well, they could have been working on some sort of athletic podcast or something.
Yes.
He's a colleague. I haven't met him actually, and I was making a coffee out of our petrol station coffee machine. Mm-hmm. You know, the automatic ones.
Yes.
And he said, "I just need to get a fork. I just need to get past you." And I was like, "Just wait a second. I'm nearly done." And he crept past me to get into the drawer to get the fork.
Okay.
And I thought, how rude.
Right.
And I was really put out by it. I know it's me. It's not him.
Yeah.
He has different standards. And I just thought, I've already said wait.
His dinner was going to get cold.
He wanted a fork and he needed that fork and he needed the fork now.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to wait for me to finish off my petrol station coffee, even though we weren't in a petrol station.
Yeah.
But yes.
And we're talking about a very restricted area here in that kitchenette.
Well, kitchenette. So it's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have, like, sometimes you'd be in there and you have to, you're so close to people, you might have to get engaged afterwards.
Well, this is
that
it.
That kind of thing.
Or there could be a wife you situation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Everyone's interpretation of rudeness varies. For instance, recently I was just at the beginning of expressing an opinion and I was cut off and dismissed straight out of hand. I found this quite rude. On the other hand, another person would not have found that situation particularly rude. Like I say, the perspective of rudeness varies. It does, and its context. And some people can't wait to get the words out that they kind of, they're getting a bit,
interrupted. So subjective. I mean, some people are just offended. Like on planes, for example. I remember I was flying to the Middle East and I put my seat down and the lady behind complained to the stewardess, cabin crew, and there was war over it. And I apologised. And she was so rude about it, and she thought I was rude about it, and perhaps I was rude about it. Yeah. But then again, we ask these people, what is rude?
I think rude comes from the intention. I think direct feedback, for example, is fine, but I think it's the way in which you do it. If there's a tone to it that isn't kind, then I would say that's rude.
And is there anything wrong with being abrasive and just being honest and being frank and just getting on with it?
I think so, but I think, you know, kindness goes a long way. You can do anything with a bit of kindness, I would say.
Is she kind?
She is very kind, yeah. So she does play to her. She knows what she's talking about, yeah.
And what's rude in your book?
I think rude is, like you said, with the intention. So like, if you are doing something to be a bit off or to upset someone's feelings, it's the kind of malicious intent. So if you say something to be rude, or saying something abrupt, but if you say it to hurt someone's feelings, then that's rude.
Are we ruder? Do you think in the Western world we're just ruder? We're in a hurry, everything is a rush, we cut each other up in traffic, and we're just meaner? For example, did anyone open the door for you today?
Yeah, they did actually, which is really nice to have kind of here. I think in today we are quite a bit more, we're self-centred, so we do things based on our own intentions and what we want to do. So sometimes that interferes with other people. Say you don't wait to hold the door for someone, you just do it, could do it in a rush or something like that. So it could be that we're more rude today, or we just focus more on ourselves and others.
Are you self-centred?
I'd like to think I'm not. I'd like to think I think of others before other people.
It's what you radiate out, isn't it, as well? If you're friendly towards people, people will be friendly to you.
Are you rude ever? Do you ever lose your temper and slam the door or shout or swear?
Well, I'm human, haven't I? Do you know what I mean? But I just, generally speaking, I treat people the way I want to be treated. That's rule of thumb, you know what I mean? You know, to be civil, say good morning, good evening, whatever it may be.
We did get a text in, Henry. I don't know if this is from somebody in the building or not. We have no way of telling. But it says, hogging the cutlery drawer with your midsection is very rude.
Yeah, the thing is, I do have
a cutlery
midsection.
Thing is beside the coffee thing.
So you basically the knives and forks are right underneath the coffee machine. Like,
yeah.
Like perhaps it's the...
It's poor design.
It's poor design. And
there's
perhaps
another part
that
of it.
Guy, yeah. Which I'm going to have to face now.
Oh no.
And say hello to him.
Rudeness is a simple lack of empathy. If you cannot understand how your actions can upset someone else, then you need to think harder. And someone else says, not necessarily what you say, but how you say it. Intonation is everything.
Oh, it's tone, definitely. And, you know, tone, and if you're aggressive, if you're arrogant.
Sorry, just texted her to say, in a tracksuit, was it Pat Kenny?
Well, he does sometimes.
Does he? I've never seen him in a tracksuit.
I think when he's out, you know, leisure walking, I think he might wear a little bit of active wear. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think he would.
Yeah.
When he's out with his dogs.
Yeah.
But I don't think he wears it to the office. No,
no. Okay,
no,
I've never seen him in a tracksuit. No, I can confirm that.
But yeah.
Sorry, tone. Yes, I interrupted you there. It was very rude of me.
No, that's okay. But yeah, it's all about tone.
Is the definition of rude different for everybody? I mean, does everyone have a different level that they can easily be offended?
Yeah, some people are more sensitive than others. But then there's basic manners, and you should treat everyone with a bit of respect. And if you're not showing respect, like, you can be quite rude and obnoxious. It crosses the line when you're being pushy, and it's your tone of voice as well. And
The tone
of it. And I don't know, if you're demanding and if you're out of your place, like, do you have a right to be like authoritative over someone or tell them? Well, your boss could tell you, go downstairs, do this, do that, because they're supposed to tell you what to do. Whereas if your co-worker were to tell you that, it's not their job to tell you that. So it depends
who it is.
Who it is, yeah.
As a mum, I'm very impressed with good manners. Hello, thank you. Appreciate that. Just, you know, anything after that, then I just think it's kind of quite rude. Yeah.
So you want people to be polite, you want people to have basic manners.
Very basic manners, yeah. Yeah.
And you're happy with that. And when they're not, when the children at home are, you know, a little bit rude, they don't say thank you, they don't say please, they don't help.
It turns me off the children, doesn't it?
I think if you hold open a door for someone and they just walk by and ignore you, that to me is extremely rude. Not
it
even
is.
Acknowledge it, you know. Really rude, yeah. That's the height of rudeness to me.
And do you say, how dare you?
No, I wouldn't.
Do you say,
no, I wouldn't.
I beg your pardon?
No, I wouldn't. I just another one of those type of people. I would never do it myself, I have to say.
And you left the door open, you held the door for them, and they didn't even say thank you.
By. I feel invisible when someone does that to me, you know, totally invisible.
And you feel like, why did I bother?
Yeah, exactly. But I still do it, because it's manners.
If they don't say thank you to me, when they walk by, I always say, you're welcome.
You say that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Are you polite or are you a little bit rude sometimes?
I can be a little rude sometimes. Yeah, I don't really mean it.
There you go. We can always be a little rude sometimes and not mean it. Someone said Henry's Fork guy might have worked in hospitality previously. They're used to working in tight spaces and think nothing of it.
It could be that. It could be exactly. I need my fork. I'm going to get my fork. My food has gone cold. I'm going to get my fork.
It was an emergency fork.
Exactly. Yeah. Or there could be, a demanding customer waiting. There could have been like an A-lister in the building and they needed something.
Yeah. Mm. This chap might have been having to get a fork for his boss.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe it was like Gerard Gilroy was going, I want a fork or you're fired right now.
He had
to get that fork or else. There
exactly.
you go. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.